step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's The Ghost. So I'm always into things that we can experience, feel, and do, and what's going on in our lives compared to what's going on with the world. Well, there's one experience out there that people are seeking that you might find a little bit surprising. It's at McCamey Manor, and it's called a horror boot camp. And if you don't know about it, what happens is you go there and you're actually buried alive as a mental game. So if you want to hear more about that, stick around today. It's pretty surprising, and we'll see who out there actually might have the guts to do something like this. All right, the thought of being buried alive. What do you think of that? And what do we know about the McCamey Manor and this horror boot camp? This is pretty intense. No one's technically outlasted the horror survivalist experience of McCamey Manor, a year-round extreme haunt that involves mind control, hypnosis, and being buried alive. To hear the owner, Russ McCamey, tell it, no one will. McCamey calls his extreme haunt a game and a survival horror boot camp experience. I mean, this would definitely be something for someone that those horror movies just aren't freaking you out anymore and you need more. This might be for you. It can last more than 10 hours at places around Summertown, Tennessee and Huntsville, Alabama. McCamey warns that no one has ever beat the manor or even gotten to the final Alabama level. Anyone who did will actually win $20,000. Hey, if this is open during these times, maybe some of you can road trip and try to beat the challenge for some good cash. It seems odds are heavily stacked against those, though, who do travel, and they're coming from as far as the Netherlands to try this out. Critics call McCamey Manor, which moved from California to Tennessee, and that was in 2017, they're calling it sadistic. Online petitions exist to even stop it. McCamey, in a 21-minute telephone interview with Knox News, he brushed aside all the criticism. Even though it's clear there is a chance of death, extreme haunted tour in Tennessee requires 40-page waiver and doctor's okay. That's what they post and put out there. But they say, this is not a torture house. There is no torture. But I can tell you, with the use of hypnosis and mind control, I can make you believe what I want you to believe. That's what he says. But he also says, it's just entertainment. I'm a showman. That's all. But when you're messing with the mind, how far does that go? Is it still a show? Is it still just entertainment? But okay, let's figure out how this all works. So people who pass an initial screening must complete an on-site, get this, 50-page waiver and 3 to 4 hours of daytime boot camp testing. They then endure a nighttime series of more of what McCamey calls epic stunts. Events can include having your eyes covered with duct tape. You might be submerged in water or buried in mud, or even being hypnotized. And there are videos out there about what's happening at this McCamey Manor. And on their website, which you can go look up, it shows people begging that it stop. They're begging to quit. Often they're in tears. They're visually distressed. They're wet. They're dirty. and shown with what appears to be either paintball paint or blood on them. Their eyes are covered by duct tape, okay? Toboggans, goggles. Some appear to be standing in a hole covered to their shoulders in mud while more mud is even being poured on them. Each one says he or she is quitting, and always with the phrase, "You really don't want to do this." This is a sign of actual true terror coming out. You know, we go to haunted houses, we do a lot of things in the fall to freak ourselves out. This would really push you to the edge. So you have to kind of decide, are you into that? If you are, I think you should check this out and come back and tell us how it went. But okay, so how does the owner exactly describe McCamey Manor if it really is this terrorizing? I mean, how does he get people to go there and what does he say about it? Well, he says that desolation is the current manor theme. He said it's more of a mental game than previous incarnations. He says, "I don't lay a hand on you. It's a very mental experience. It's just really you against the manor. There are no actors. It's just me and them." And he will flat out tell you it's a survival horror boot camp experience. You live your own horror movie, but it's still in a relatively safe way. And get this, it's not very pricey either. All you need to do is bring the guy a bag of dog food. A large bag, that is. Participants need to be 21 or older, but 18 to 20-year-olds are allowed to go with parental permission. A person actually must pass a sports physical, a drug test, and a background check, and they have to have medical insurance. This is serious. They're required to watch a nearly two-hour film called And Then There Were None that incorporates McCamey talking about the haunt and clips of dozens of people begging to quit. There is also a two-part interview process that he'll conduct through his private Facebook page. But so let's talk about this waiver, all right? It sounds very serious, and it is, but what about this 50-page waiver? I don't think any of us have really had to do that to go into a haunted house, right? So what is this? Well, once you pass the actual screening, now you must go sign this 50-page non-disclosure and waiver form, and you have to do it on site. It's not something they're going to send to you, mail to you, or that you can do online. You actually physically need to be there. And even though McCamey is able to admit this part, he will not disclose what's all in those waivers and what the contents are. But the pages of an older 40-page version were found, and they incorporate a wide range of extreme physical actions. In that waiver, participants must agree to actions that include things like wearing a dog shock collar, being tasered, eating live bugs, having fingernails removed, and going through water torture. So this is a lot of stuff. Is it even safe? I mean, remember, this is a large waiver that you're signing to go there. McCamey describes it as safe, but also dangerous. He says it can be dangerous because of the types of activities that you are engaging in. There are some really big epic stunts that are involved. You're dealing with being buried alive. You're dealing with fires even, and heights. If you're afraid of heights, you better be ready for this. There's lots of water and lots of live critters. I don't know about the critters. Any big fans of critters out there? Because I'm not one. If you're paying attention, these things can be dangerous. McCamey says he instructs the people during the daytime sessions about everything that they'll be doing. And then in the evening, the real show begins, and they have to remember all the things that they were taught. It is safe, he says, as long as the people going through it use good common sense and understand that this is really a game and not reality. Even though he'll flat out tell you that the manor is going to spit you up and chew you up. He says that 95% of the people who apply don't even qualify. This is not like any other haunt you've ever been to. He will tell you this. This one could actually kill you if you're not paying attention. So that's what it is, guys. I'm challenging you, if any of you are interested, to try this out, and maybe you can come back and let us know how it goes. It sounds very serious. If you have time on your hands and you're ready to commit, maybe this is for you. Not really sure what happens to your mind when you get out of it. This is a test of reality versus a game, is what he's doing. When does that line happen? When is the game too much reality for the person to take? Which really is the point of it. Will it break you? Can you make it through it? And then the big question is, What is your gain when you're done? That you've maybe made it through the most terrorizing event in your life? Guess you'd have to decide if that's worth it to you. Well, it's in Tennessee. Why Tennessee? He had moved this whole thing from San Diego to Summertown. It's about 70 miles south of Nashville. And again, that was in 2017. And he'll just tell you it was the luck of the draw. It could have been anywhere. He wanted enough area, enough property, and he just flat out didn't have the space in San Diego. So that's all really that was. It's a year-round haunted house, if you will, even though more people go there in October than any place else. He says there's one show week, and it's usually only one person that goes through. That could be a little testy. Two people are the maximum, though, just so you know. You can't take a big group, and that's the maximum you can take through because he says that's for safety reasons. So I'll let your imagination take that where it will, but something that you guys might want to know in this world where everything is, you know, not happening, you might want to put this on your bucket list if you're into completely terrorizing yourself. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.